Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday morning, and I believe something happened last night. Some sporting event. That's right. The Milwaukee Bucks are champions of the sport for the first time in 50 years. A 50-burger from Giannis and others contributing. Fantastic job by the Bucks. Got to give it up for them. I know. A lot of folks had a lot of fun last night in Milwaukee, if both television coverage and my social feeds are anything to go by. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you guys are doing well, and I hope you're checking out Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash right now if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at a million-dollar grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Underdog Fantasy people, check it out. H. Carrington starting off hot with a super chat right away. Thanks for the support. Worst fan experience. 1, NBA Finals refs. 2, 2021 NFC Championship game refs. Or 3, Joe West, Angel Hernandez behind the plate. Well, okay. I'm going to have to put the NFC Championship game refs in third place here because, you know, as frustrating as some of the calls and non-calls were, for the most part, I think they actually did a pretty damn good job. They swallowed their whistles for the most part in the way you would like to in a NFC Championship game. Yes, there were some frustrating calls and non-calls that did not help the Packers out. I understand that. But to the letter of the law, as far as adjudicating the action on the field, I think NFL officials actually do a pretty damn good job for the most part. There is some inconsistency that is certainly frustrating in the moment. But comparative to these other two things you have listed, sir, not even close. I'm going to put Joe West and Angel Hernandez at 2. And the worst fan experience, without question, is the NBA Finals refereeing because it's NBA refereeing, which is the whole reason I stopped watching the NBA years ago. And that's, you know, I understand people are the game has changed and people love the NBA and there's a certain appeal internationally and all this stuff. I get it, man. Dig what you dig. I watched the Bucks last night. It was frustrating because I had to watch NBA refereeing, but I watched it and I enjoyed the fact that they won. Like I got a lot of friends who have been Bucks diehard Bucks fans in the way I am a diehard Packers fan for years and years and years. I'm very happy for them. But last night was a perfect display of why I stopped caring about the NBA. The referees control the entire flow of the game. I want to watch the athletes compete, not the referees. That's just me. Just the way I'm built. Your mileage may vary. Well, that's a great, great question, by the way. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Good day from London. Good day from New York. Shefty, just looking for clickbait again or what? Oh, Ryan, it's mostly just keeping the engine purring, as it were, for a story that will be percolating undoubtedly all week, weekend into training camp. Nathan, can you explain just what the Devontae was talking about last night? I mean, I understand what he was saying as far as cap and gown. He's talking about cleaning out the liars and trying to make sure that the story gets told straight. Now, what story is he talking about or what stories? I have my suspicions, but I'm just going to wait till camp and I'll ask Devontae directly. Because there's certainly things in the air, headlines, stories being told, what have you, that he clearly thinks are erroneous. But now, is that about Aaron Rodgers? Is that about the Packers? Is it about police brutality? Is it about Black Lives Matter? I don't know. Devontae has been very vocal on those, all of those subjects in the past. So I will, like I said, I can't wait to ask him directly. But clearly, he's seeing some shit that he thinks is some bullshit. That's what that boils down to. As Giannis surpassed Aaron Rodgers as the most popular person in Wisconsin, Bryson, as of this moment, at 10:05 Eastern, which makes it 9:05 Central, on July, whatever it is, what is it, July 21st, year of our Lord 2021? Yeah, probably. For a little bit. I don't think there's any question. But Aaron will reclaim that mantle. Don't you worry. The NBA stopped being the NBA sometime in the 90s. I mean, yes and no. I still think it was a lot of fun early 2000s. It's just a different game now. Is Daphne making the roster? Good question. He's got a shot, right? Especially with Sternberger being suspended for those first two games. If he picks up where he left off on special teams, I think he's got a legitimate chance. Now that he's got to work his ass off, but you know, you never really know what they're going to keep numbers wise at other positions, because that's the puzzle pieces that Brian likes to talk about, you know, putting the puzzle together. That's where you really have to separate guys out on that kind of bottom part of the depth chart at each position. And I'll tell you what, man, I was talking to Corey yesterday about this. Like, what a story Dominic Daphne is. The guy was literally bouncing at a bar or some kind of club in the Midwest in September, and then got a phone call from the Packers in October saying, hey, we'd like you to come in for a workout. And then by December, he was catching touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers. That's just crazy talk. What a journey. So if there's a guy who clearly is hungry, is going to stay in shape, is going to get after it and hopefully hit the ground running when camp starts, I think Daphne's the guy. And if he, you know, like I said, he just picks up where he left off, keep doing the little things right, be a demon on special teams, because he was fantastic on teams last year. If he does all that, yes, he has a legitimate chance. Now, it could still come down to his numbers game and he could get cut. There's no doubt about it. But all you can ask for, especially as a young undrafted guy who was out of the league, is a chance, right? He's got a chance. So I hope he makes the most of it. Brody, thanks for the super chat. Does the Bucks win lift the Packers NFC Championship game curse? We'll find out. We'll see. I'm all for it. Yes. Yes, it does. I declare right here, right now, Brody, you have typed it into existence. The Bucks win lifts all the Wisconsin curses. Brewers at the precipice of the World Series, they're in next time. Packers get the NFC Championship game, going to the Super Bowl. It's done. It's over. Brody, thanks for pointing that out. Greatly appreciate it. I think Aaron Jones is going to have a monster year. Yeah, I don't doubt for a moment that he will be utilized a lot in both the running and passing games. I do wonder, though, not that, you know, this diminishes his talent in any way. Obviously, they paid the man. They expect to use him. He's going to be a workhorse, as it were, at least as far as touches and opportunities. But there are going to be weeks where I think AJ is the guy, you know, for whatever reason, whatever the game plan is as far as matchups and how they think attacking a certain team might be, you know, best utilized with the talent on hand. There are going to be weeks where I think AJ comes to the fore, so to speak. But I also think, as you're saying there, I think because of that and because of the continued maturation, if as it were, in the offense from everybody, there are going to be a lot of things for defenses to worry about, and that's only going to help a guy like Aaron Jones. Nags, who is your favorite position coach on the Packers? My favorite is Gray. Good question, Brandy. Yeah, I don't know. Probably Justin Outen, the tight ends coach. He's an up-and-comer, man. I'm telling you. Look out for him. And you can kind of tell Matt really likes him because Matt goes out of his way almost every chance he gets to heap praise on Justin. They got a lot of good guys on that staff, so you know, I'm not slighting anybody, but I think Justin's a rising star, as it were. And you heard, I don't know if you heard last year, I asked Tunyon about him, and he was effusive in his praise, and he made the joke that, oh God, he's going to watch this. And, but yeah, no, I think Justin and his path is incredible as far as he literally went from being a high school football coach to I think it was offensive quality control guy on the Falcons. It's crazy. It's crazy. His path is nuts. But yeah, I think the guy is talented, and I'm excited to see him hopefully continue on up the chain in Green Bay, although I suspect he'll probably be gone sooner rather than later. No, this is the year MVS blows up. Well, Jared, if he just hangs on to the ball, he probably will. Because, you know, you would have probably classified last year as a blowing up esque performance if he had hung on to those third downs.
Mm.
The nightman cometh saying good morning, Nags. That's a bit of a mind trip because, you know, you're the nightman. The nightman cometh, but it's the morning and you're wishing me good morning. I'm just all in my head about this, man. But good morning to you. Less than 1 week to training camp. Thank the Lord, Lombardi. Married guy, you could not have said it better. I mean, I am so excited to get on a plane Sunday night, head over to Wisconsin, be there for the shareholders meeting. I've never been excited for a shareholders meeting. I'm excited for a shareholders meeting because that means we're one day closer to camp. Camp on Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait. Nuclear family, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you play franchise mode in Madden? Can't wait. You know, I haven't for a long time, but I know one of their big pushes this year is that they have completely revamped the franchise mode. So we'll see. I'll give it a whirl. Better not suck. That's all I can say. I mean, who am I kidding? I'm still going to play the hell out of the game. I'm just probably won't do franchise mode. But yeah, I used to be stupid about my franchise mode stuff. Like, I remember when you could, like, or you would, because now everything's in the cloud. But back in the day, you could save stuff on like a memory stick, and I would carry that thing to every guy's house that I knew, like, who had the same system. And I would be like, oh, can I just get a game into my franchise? Like, hyper nerd shit. But yeah, I'm kind of excited. I'm excited to see what they've done with it. It seems that the personnel we have this year gives us all kinds of new knife blades in the offensive toolbox. You think? That's a great way of putting it. I like the danger metaphor there. I mean, Amari Rodgers has the potential to be a true kind of fillet knife. What? I don't know. But yeah, I think Amari Rodgers, you look at the maturation, getting another year from Tonyan, bringing Josiah DeGuara into the mix, hopefully healthy off that ACL. You add Funchess, see what he can bring. I mean, I don't think there's anybody there that you think, okay, that this is going to be an absolute world beater. Maybe Amari Rodgers once he gets situated and acclimated to the league a little bit more. But they certainly have some pieces that you can throw into the mix, if you will, and give defensive coordinators lots of problems. So I'm with you there. I think they're continue that, coupled with another offseason of trying to adjust the playbook, should make things interesting. No doubt about it. Man, memory sticks, what a throwback, right? Just Drum, you know what I'm talking about. I used to carry that shit everywhere in my pocket, like no matter where I went. Hell, I could be going to like church for some kind of like, I don't know, like a christening or whatever, and I'd have it just in case maybe they had like a PS2 or 3 down in the basement or something, like just in case, you never know. So is EQ the butter knife, perhaps? Necessary, though not deadly. Oh, he can be deadly. Look at that touchdown he scored against the Titans. Yeah, I'm not going to dismiss him and his deadliness. He's not exciting. I'll give you that. But yeah, still a knife. Can still cut you. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, can you send me your email? Would love to pick your brain on something. Thanks. Yeah, I give it all the time. Just Aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. It's real easy to find. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Kenny Clark will up his sack numbers, or has he reached his peak as a pass rusher? No, I think you are going to see much more of Kenny in the backfield with Barry's scheme, the way they're going to move him around and utilize him in a lot of different spots. I think he's going to have the opportunity to rush the passer a lot more, hopefully one-on-one. I mean, he dealt with a lot of double teams and slides and things like that. But no, I don't think he's come even close to reaching his peak. Not even close. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Any word on Bob Uecker's reaction? I haven't seen anything, Nathan, but you got to think it's amazing. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Bucks in six. That's what I'm talking about. Found out I'm going to the season opener in Lambeau and Glass Animals concert 2 days before. I don't know who Glass Animals are, but that's awesome that you're going to the home opener. Congrats, man. Have a great time. What was the Adam's cryptic message? Charles? Why don't I just read it? You know, because I tweeted it out last night. Let me for the archives here, for the audio archives, let's get the official reading of Devontae Adams Insta story last night. Where are you? Okay. I could really air some stuff out. Y'all lucky I ain't petty. LOL. Could clear out all the cap and gown instantaneously. Don't get me out of chill mode. I don't play fair. I'm a tone setter. Look, we heard from Devontae last year talking about how he's happy being a hermit when we were talking about COVID and the fact that the guys couldn't really do much outside the facility. And he's like, I got my wife. I got my kid. I got my games. I got my shoes. You know, out in California, he's got a real nice pad with a pool and a hoop and all that jazz. So he is certainly in chill mode. I'm sure browsing social yesterday, seeing, I suspect, some of the Rodgers stuff, he was like, what the fuck are these people talking about? So here's my baseline reading of that Devontae Adams message. He's as sick of Adam Schefter as everybody else. That's what I'm going with. Justin, thanks for the super chat. I bet Schefter just reported Bucks owner Aaron Rodgers was not in attendance last night. It's not about the money, LOL. Schefter. I wonder if it has anything to do with his contract. Kyle, I doubt it. You know, he's said many times he lets his people handle the contract negotiations. I mean, it's possible. Is it possible that it's about his contract? Sure. But I doubt it. Gibberish. Gary, it's not gibberish. It's just a different language that you don't speak. Come on, man. Don't be a boomer. Hey, Nangs, are you surprised that no one in the media is like, hey, Schefter says Aaron wants out, but hey, he hasn't unfollowed the Packers on social media, so who knows? No, but I'm sure someone somewhere has posited that theory. Hell, last night or this morning, I had someone in my mentions talking about, oh, Devontae Adams changed his avatar on Instagram to a black circle. What is it? What does it mean? I don't care if he has a Vikings logo as his avatar on Instagram. He said he's showing up for camp. He's going to show up for camp. He's going to ball out for the Green Bay Packers in 2021. And that's all you have to say. The rest will take care of itself. Adam Schefter just reported the Allies won World War II. You guys are great. Does Rodgers get a ring? Then people can get off his back about a second ring. I believe so, but I'm sure that's up to the majority owners of the Bucks. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Pepper Jack, Gouda, Cheddar, Mozzarella. Is this a power ranking question? Because I got to go. Damn, I'll go Cheddar, Mozzarella, Pepper Jack, Gouda. That's my final answer. Where's the Amos contract extension? Kevin, I got to think it's on the back burner until they get Devontae done. I suspect Devontae is the sole focus, along with Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but they're talking to Devontae. Until that gets done, I don't think Amos is... Well, that's not that it won't get done. They could possibly do it. Maybe they do drop that just before camp. It's a possibility, but I suspect they're going to wait till they get Devontae finished. It was nice to hear Giannis give his opinion on super teams. Maybe Rodgers will hear those words and change his opinion and smarten the F up. Man, it's so much bigger than that, though. Like, and I very much appreciated Giannis saying what he said last night regarding wanting to stay in Milwaukee and not go someplace else and join up with a bunch of guys and go the easy route, as he called it, though it's never easy. But man, you know, I had someone in the YouTube comments the other day talking about, oh, I hope Brian Gutekunst is paying attention. And I'm sure maybe it was Aaron Rodgers' burner. But, you know, roster construction in the NBA is a billion times different than the NFL. They're not even comparable. As far as Aaron Rodgers, his frustrations go so much deeper than just, oh, I don't like Brian and how he is the general manager for the Packers. I mean, there are a lot of things there going on there. It's never as simple as just it's one thing that they could fix and, you know, oh, he'll wise up and, oh, just sunny disposition all of a sudden. It's been building for a very long time. And that's why I keep saying, like, until the man says the words out loud of what it is that he is frustrated with, it's hard for me to judge it, you know? I felt a lot of judgment in that comment there. It's like, I don't judge him. I mean, I understand the frustrations on the outside. We as fans looking at this situation, like, what the fuck? But until he's missing some serious time, meaning camp, preseason games, and then, God forbid, a regular season game, man, just have your summer. I'm fine. Doesn't affect me. So we'll see. A lot of ball game left is the summation there. You guys are hilarious. Walter, damn, Brandy, you harsh on Barry. Walter, you got to understand, Brandy spent the last 2 years just hating Mike Pettine. So now Barry steps in and she is ready to hate him. I mean, she has no cause yet. So she's just like, it's like pre-camp, pre-game warm-ups for Brandy. You know, she's just getting ready. She's just sharpening the knives, as it were. Trust me, once they give up like a third and short or a stupid late first half touchdown, what you've seen so far is nothing compared to what Brandy will drop. Join us on our watch parties. Brandy is fucking hilarious when it comes to ripping into whoever the defensive coordinator is. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough. Talking Packers each and every day right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Packers Daily every day at 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Two more days, two more chats, and then, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be in Wisconsin. I can't wait. Please, 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 please do me a monster favor and check out Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. Go to underdogfantasy.com, download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And you get free $25 deposit if you use the code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Do it, people. Thank you so much. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Hopefully we don't get any Adam Schefter reporting this afternoon. We can all just go about our lives. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.